Hey everyone, happy Mother's Day. Surprise, we're creating a podcast. That's right, your four mom friends, Megan, Gina, Alex, and Liz, once she's back from maternity leave, are creating a podcast dedicated to You Are Village. We're sharing our stories, advice, and some laughs together. So here's a sneak peek at our new podcast, Four Mom Friends.
To all of our hardworking moms, whether you're a mom of your own, a mom of an adoptive child, foster parent, fur baby, however you are a parent, we shout out and say you are doing amazing, mom.
Happy Mother's Day to all of our mom friends out there. We are with you. We see you. We hear you. This mom village is super strong, and we're so excited to have you listening.
So the question I have for you, mamas, Megan and Alex, is what is your perfect Mother's Day?
Alex, you go first.
Okay, I guess since it was my question, I guess I get to go first. So I guess it's kind of something we've talked about, and you'll probably hear me talk about. But I really enjoy my quiet time and my alone time. And to me, a perfect Mother's Day would honestly be my husband waking up before I do, which is actually pretty impressive because I am an early riser. But waking up before me, maybe making me some breakfast, getting Elijah up and out of bed, and take him away or send me away. And I would love to have a day to myself, whether it's a spa or whether it's to stay home and binge watch something. To me, I think that would be a perfect day that very rarely gets
okay,
to be
I
had.
Love that. So while you're talking, I'm trying to think like, okay, what's my perfect Mother's Day? And before I answer the question, I have to say last year on Mother's Day, Charlie tried to take us out to brunch, take me out to brunch. But when he came in to kind of wake me up, he didn't really say that. And he was like, what do you want to do? And I said, I just want to sleep in. I'm so tired. I just want to sleep in. So I slept until like 11. And so therefore him and Penelope both obviously ate breakfast. And by the time I woke up, it was like the day just has to happen. You have stuff you have to do. It's a Sunday. You got to get ready for work, whatever. So we didn't really do the Mother's Day thing. And I was sort of pissy about it. But this year I would love two things. I would love for him to plan something like top to bottom, like make the real plan, not just, oh, I thought we could go to brunch, but like I made us a reservation at this time, you know, let's go at this place and I'm in charge. Yes. And we're going to get up and go and I'm going to get Penny dressed so you don't have to worry about any of that. I want to be like, yeah, I want to get like taken care of a little bit, and I don't want to have to think or plan anything because as the mom, that's my job. The other thing is sort of what you said, Alex. I would love to just not parent for a little while. Like I would love to go get my nails done. I would love to go get a massage, take like 2 or 3 hours off, which also sounds really awful. And this is where my mom guilt comes in because Mother's Day is about celebrating the fact that I'm a mom and I almost want nothing to do with my kid on that day.
Yeah, I don't want
to. I just want to be Megan. Yeah, I just want to be Megan. I just want to step out and be mom for like a few hours because I do that all day, every day. So I just on Mother's Day, it's almost like my birthday, right? I want it to just be about me and whatever the heck I want to do on that day. So I might just send this recording to Charlie. So what do you think? What's your perfect Mother's Day?
I've been a mom for 7 years. I could take a break. Waking up and my house being clean and staying clean the rest of the day would be amazing.
And the laundry being done.
Oh my gosh. It would just be amazing. All the things that is stereotypical of a mom to do, not doing those would be astounding and amazing and perfect and wonderful. And then just ending the day without cooking or doing dishes.
Exactly.
I mean, going out to dinner would be even more magical.
And then taking leftovers so you have lunch made for you, your husband, and the kids the next day.
God. Yes.
Also, I do want flowers. I want beautiful flowers. I don't want grocery store flowers. I want like you went to a florist and you picked out a bouquet of flowers and they are on my kitchen table. That's what I want.
Charlie Peters, if you're listening.
Get going.
Get going. And there you have it. A little taste of Four Mom Friends. We can't wait for you to hear what's ahead. More stories, more advice, and definitely more laughs.
So be sure to hit that subscribe button and catch us at the first of each month starting next month in June. If you want to hear more, be sure to check out our Meet the Moms bonus episode right here on For Mom Friends. Thanks again for listening, and welcome to our village.